This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us today. We've taken the microphone to the PCC Corner of Hope, Pregnancy Care Center Corner of Hope in Shamokin. And we've been here many times in the past talking with Margie Conrad, the director. And Margie is in transition right now and a new director transitioning in. And she is with us today to talk about the center, her work here, and plans for the future, etc. And Abby Stumpf Negro is with us, and you're not totally new to the center, correct? You've been around a little bit, but now are taking over this new post.
That's right. So I started the beginning of 2019. I've been doing the IT support for the Pregnancy Care Center and the medical clinic that's attached. We also did a revamp of their computer system earlier this year. So I've been involved. And then when my daughter left for college this fall, I was excited to go back to work. And I heard about the position here and applied. I suppose the rest is history.
Okay. And Margie's been on board, I don't even know how long, but we've talked to her a number of times over the years, pretty much annually, I guess. But so you can expect to see me again here. But we do appreciate you updating our listeners on the center. In a nutshell, what is the PCC Corner of Hope? And tell us, a bit about how it's grown.
Absolutely. So the PCC Corner of Hope is a community resource. We don't like to think of it as just for women. We like to think of it as a community resource. So we have men who come in, women. We have a medical clinic that offers free STI testing and treatment, ultrasounds, pregnancy tests. So this is all available currently right now. Come on in. In addition to that, we have an Earn While You Learn store. So we can offer lots of interesting classes to our clients. They can learn all about parenting. They can get all sorts of life skills. But in addition, we have real tangible things to hand out. So diapers, formula, cribs, you name it, our store has it, and we're offering that to the community, no charge.
Okay. And these places were called crisis pregnancy centers initially. I know that was the kind of the, when I first started interviewing folks, that was kind of the general title. And that's kind of shifted, but not just because you like a different name better, but because the mission, I guess, has expanded, right?
That's right. So we offer a variety of services, and it just doesn't quite, to call us a pregnancy care center doesn't encapsulate everything properly. So we also have, of course, with COVID right now, we're not doing it, but we have outreaches to schools where we do all sorts of interesting trainings for them on sexual health. We're looking to expand next year into offering CPR and pediatric CPR certifications. So we are a true resource to the community. And we also offer to our clients who sometimes are in difficult situations, referrals. This is an important part of what we do. We try to understand the person as a whole and then refer them to other organizations that might be able to help them. Let's say that there is domestic violence happening, then we would help them along their way and give them a referral to the proper places.
Do you feel like these types of places are misunderstood by a lot of people? That I think, I've had people tend to think of them as, that's that place where they try to keep you from abortion. I mean, do you kind of feel like what you're doing is maybe doesn't match people's perceptions?
I don't know. I think certainly being called just a pregnancy care center probably doesn't say it all. And I think it's important that we continue to keep the focus on the hope part of Corner of Hope and to continue to expand our services. I think that to just consider us just a resource for pregnant moms is probably, we just don't say enough in that.
Okay. For you personally, why did you want to get involved here?
Oh boy. Well, I love I love children so much. And so when Margie came to speak at my church and let us know that she was looking for people to volunteer, my daughter was actually the one who wanted to volunteer first. She kind of gave me the nudge in the pew. And she's becoming an ultrasound technician. She's at the Rochester Institute of Technology. She wanted to come and see because they have the full... They described the ultrasound machine at the time it was new, and my daughter wanted to come and see it. So we came over, and I think it was just getting to know what they did and understanding the depth to which they care about the individuals that come through the door. I'd volunteered at other organizations in the past, but the folks here truly are invested in the lives of the clients that come in, and it's beautiful, it's inspiring, and I was all in.
Okay. Yeah, from talking to Margie, how many times? I mean, she's just her heart's in it. You can tell.
Absolutely, absolutely. Margie's dedication has been an inspiration for me. Yes, she's a wonderful, wonderful lady. And I'm so thrilled that she's going to be on with me until January or until December 31st and helping out.
So she's working you into the responsibility slowly, so you know what's coming without having it all at once.
That's exactly right. Yes, there's a lot to it. Margie has been a generous mentor with me. And in fact, after December 31st, she's going to continue on as a volunteer, and she'll be working directly with clients. That's a wonderful opportunity. So I'm excited for any client that gets to work directly with Margie. That's going to be a beautiful blessing.
Great. Now, COVID has affected everything. I feel like I can't do an interview without this coming up in some way. So let's just get it out of the way. But how has COVID affected you here? I mean, you and I are talking with masks on in this interview, which is one of the few interviews I've done in person. But, keep the social distancing. What kind of adjustments have had to be made because of that?
I would consider the way that we've adapted to COVID to be kind of a blessing for the PCC Corner of Hope, because it has forced us to be a little bit more tech savvy, which is my lean anyway. I love technology and I'm really into computers. So we now have the ability to continue to have client sessions, even if they can't make it into the center or just don't feel comfortable because of COVID. We can bring our services to them in their homes. And that is through, obviously, the virtual sessions. We have that ability now. In the past, that wasn't possible. So you could imagine before COVID, we'd get a bad snowstorm, have to close. Now those clients for the day won't be missed. Those clients won't have to reschedule. We can just contact them through their phone, through their browser, in those types of ways. So in some ways, I guess we could say COVID was a blessing. I don't know. I mean, that feels strange to say, but exciting.
I've heard other organizations say that, you know, they had to kind of step up with that, and now they're, more prepared for something like that in the future. So they're got to find the silver lining somewhere, I guess.
That's exactly right.
Okay. The mission here certainly could be affected with three new Supreme Court justices who, you know, we've heard a lot of talk about, you know, could Roe v. Wade be overturned? Do you guys kind of anticipate something like that? As you know, what happens then here? I mean, are we prepared to handle more people, or if that comes to that?
Currently, we're looking into adding more clients throughout the day. So we're trying to reshuffle our schedules so that our mentors are more available to make more appointments available. We are seeing a need for that already. So I don't know exactly why that is, but we are seeing more and more clients coming in, and we'd like to be able to respond to that need. I think it's imperative that we continue to grow regardless of what's happening in that political environment, that we just continue to be available for our community.
Okay. How's the awareness of the PCC Corner of Hope? Do you find that people in the community, it's kind of become part of it, or are you still finding that people say, who, you work for what? What are you talking about?
I would say it's spreading mostly word of mouth. So those who, the clients who come in who've heard from a friend, they typically know just what we do and they know what services they're looking for. So they'll come in and they'll say, oh, I need X, Y, and Z. This is what I'm looking for. And then there are those who hear about us sort of through our website or other means, maybe our Facebook page, and they come in and they're kind of uncertain, perhaps. They're not sure exactly what we offer. So I'm currently working on getting out a promotional video so that people really do understand what we do, what we offer, and make sure that people are able to take advantage of it here. So hopefully we can keep getting more clients in and keep doing what we do best and go about his business.
Give me the physical address because I don't know Shamokin well enough. I know the directions here, but I just get here and I'm happy I made it. But tell me how you get here from you know various directions.
Okay, so we're at 150 South Market Street in Shamokin, and that's that divided road. So if you're just familiar with Shamokin, you know there's that divided road, and we are on the corner, obviously, there. We have a nice big sign out front, the corner of Hope. We're here Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and just anyone can pop in, but of course it's wonderful if you make an appointment. Our clinic is also available via appointment, and our wonderful nurse manager will schedule you to come in. That's actually around the corner, so when you see the corner of Hope, if you make the right-hand turn, the next building will be our medical clinic.
Okay, so you guys actually have two separate properties here?
That's right, yes.
Okay. Now, I understand there was a loss in the spring, was it, with your medical clinic? And, you know, where does that stand?
Right. So, very sadly, our doctor passed away, Dr. Solomon, and we were so blessed to have Dr. Lozo agree to come on with us. And in fact, when we were closed for a period of time, many thought that we were closed because of COVID, but in fact, that wasn't the case. We were working on reopening with our new doctor and getting all of the certifications and things that you need in order to change your the doctor that's in charge. So that was the reason we were closed, but we are reopened now, ready for business, and come on in.
Okay. And I noticed I rang the bell today instead of walking in. Is that new as far as COVID related, or is that just security?
That's for security. We just want to keep everybody safe. So having the ability to just walk in, we didn't think that was ideal. So we added the bell, and I think that's working out rather well.
I yanked the door and said, oh no, I have the wrong day. They're not open. Then I thought, calm down. There's a bell. Okay. So if you do come, that's how you get in. Just let the people know. You can pretty much see people inside anyway. So it's shouldn't be that confusing for most people, just me perhaps. Where do you go from here? Are there plans to further expand? Are there plans to add new programming? With you being new, is it more of a hold the course for now till we get the ship going in the right direction for you?
Well, I told myself I wouldn't change anything drastically for 1 year.
Okay.
That was advice that I received somewhere along the way. I'm not sure. But I do have exciting and big things in my mind.
Okay.
And plans that I'd liked. Perhaps I will share them in a future interview because they're just little tiny fetuses of ideas, but they're growing in there.
Okay. So kind of get things on track the way you understand them before you start giving ideas and freaking people out. Right?
That's right. Yeah, okay. I have lots of ideas and exciting things that I'd like to do in the future.
You're gonna bring them out slowly.
That's right.
All right. For folks who would like to learn more about the center here, or perhaps interested in volunteering, what should they do?
So if we have folks who would like to volunteer, you can certainly give us a call at 570-648-2600. And you can ask for me directly, Abby. Of course, you can also contact our client services director. Her name is Linda, and she'll help you out with volunteering. If you're looking to schedule an appointment, you can just call that number, the 570-648-2600, and the receptionist will help you to schedule or just come on in.
Okay. What are some of the needs? Obviously you're not swimming in money like any kind of a nonprofit is. What are some of the big needs you would say you have, whether it be outright cash items for your store, volunteers themselves? Where do you stand on all that?
Well, we can always use volunteers, especially with the influx of clients coming in. So volunteers would be amazing. Secondly, I would say having the items for our store, those donations are wonderful and can be dropped off anytime. So we have clothing in our store, cribs, car seats, new car seats, I should say, just because of recalls and whatnot. So new car seats and diapers, formula, all of that for our clients. The other thing is our new projects. So we are looking to fund right now our pediatric CPR class so that our clients can be trained in pediatric CPR, potentially first aid. So we need to do things like purchase a CPR dummy or the AED machine. But those are the projects that we're currently working on. And I would, if there's any listeners who would like to help us out with that, I would appreciate it.
And I'm sure you've heard people say, oh, the pro-life movement only cares about babies before they're born. That's obviously proven wrong here every day.
Oh, absolutely. Our clients continue to come to us and continue to learn and utilize the skills that they have, and just build upon that over and over and over again. When they come in the door, I think they just feel welcomed and loved, and we just want to keep loving on them.
Okay. And as Margie has said, over the years, you start to run into the people that that have been clients, and you see their kids, and that's got to be rewarding too.
Oh, I imagine. I haven't been here long enough in order to do that, but I certainly look forward to that and seeing these kiddos growing up.
Abby, if you could just let us know also your website so folks can kind of check everything out in one place without, actually stopping or calling.
Yeah, it's cohpcc.org. So the COH is Corner of Hope and the PCC is Pregnancy Care Center.
All right, cohpcc.org.
That's right.
And you can learn all about the center and the folks who help out here and probably what the needs are as well. That kind of thing is on the site.
Yes, exactly right.
Thank you so much for being with us on the program today, Abby.
Thank you for having me.
And we want to thank you, our listener, for tuning in.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.